we've been working on this for a while, and it's part of trying to drive our whānau into to be vaccinated. And I think that we always believe in this. If we are going to get our whānau to be vaccinated, it has to be a ethnic specific initiative. And I believe this is a first initiative that, but most importantly, is driven by the community, and it will happen in Whawana 143 Whawana Road on start on Thursday the 9th and Friday the 10th and 11th. And one of the challenges put ahead of us, we believe we can actually get at least about 1,200 people a day out of those 3 days. And because one of the thing that we're quite confident, because you know, and a challenge ahead of us, because is the high number of Tongans is not haven't been vaccinated, because our biggest block is about under 30 years of age, and they are the most difficult age group to convince, because they quite often they caught up in conspiracy theories. But we need to stay in contact with them and need to convince them this is a pathway to a bit of freedom, you know. And given what Auckland been going through, you know, next week, you know, it will be decided whether we're going to go down to level 3 or not. But in order to do that, we need to make sure that our whānau, you know, is vaccinated, and make sure that they understand some of the protocols around the level 4. So it's a task ahead of us, but we, you know, we use the Tongan language week as you know, it's a challenge for us to mobilize our community, but also working ahead for our goal is to make sure that you know, the numbers, you know, of vaccinated is up plus 70%.
Absolutely. Can you tell me what is the population of our Tongan whānau here in Tamaki Makaurau, and out of that population, how many are vaccinated?
In the data I've seen, there's about over 40,000 in the Auckland region. So out of that is I think it's about 34% of the is been vaccinated. That's the data we saw from late August, but we haven't actually seen the data. But you know, it's just that's the main thing. And we also work together with some of our church leaders, and we also have a look at the Samoan figures that you know, from the Assembly of God numbers. That there's also a big motivation for us to drive our whānau into vaccination. And so, you know, I never engage in so many Zoom, you know, and community.
Well, you know, and that's a good thing, because the last time we spoke, the government was rolling out an overarching one-stop plan for the whole of the Pacifica nations. Mm. And, of course, you know, a little bit like iwi for Māori, you have to go, you know, nation to nation. You can't just have one overarching, because we're not one homogenous lot. So is this part and parcel of the government finally listening to the nations and doing and delivering what the nations have each asked for specifically?
Mm. Oh, absolutely. But it's, you know, we, you know, looking at it, you know, we wish that the government was actually looking at it, allow us earlier, you know, because it's a huge task to, you know, it's not just getting there and get vaccinated. It's the convincing, you know, especially the age group I was talking about. Under 30, is they're quite stubborn about their views on the vaccine. And then all we had to do is, rather than trying to alienate them, trying to let's just stay with them and work alongside them and try to understand their perspective, and you know, and slowly by using some of the princess Siuliku Taku is actually offered to, you know, just make a statement, ask our whānau, Tongan whānau, to, you know, to please be vaccinated and stay safe. And so there's a number of the good thing is, as I said before, it's driven by the community, you know? It's not by the government, you know, and I think it's you know, we actually take the ownership, and I think, but we also look at some of the things that Māori has done, you know, and, you know, because quite often you see the success had to come from within. You know?
Absolutely. And so who will be delivering the vaccines to the whānau from Thursday to Saturday? Are they also Tongan workers, or did you have to rely on the DHB to supply those vaccinators?
No. There's two Tongan providers. No? One is the Tongan Health Society, and also the Fono. Fono is a Pan Pacific one, but they have a large number of Tongan health workers. So they also, so the two, and we also mobilized some of the Tongan Nurses Association. So it's quite excited about the, you know, the whole thing. And because a month ago we were just talking about it and trying to piece the, you know, the thing together. And but we now that we with the support of the NRHCC, you know, there's a North, you know, the part of the Ministry of Health located in the northern region, they are the one who are actually working alongside with us and provide the vaccine. They provide a number of resources, and so we. I am quietly confident, but I just can't wait.
Oh, very good. Well, we look forward to seeing what the numbers are. And in respect to the rangatahi, the ones under 30, what kind of conspiracy theories are they, or what kind of things are they saying? What kind of questions are they saying? Are they really anti-vaccinations, or is there just also a sense of, you know, I'm just a little bit hoo-ha to want to go out and do it? Because, you know, there is a little bit of that without rangatahi.
It's a number of reasons, you know. Some of them, for example, they're anti-government. You know, they don't want a government to tell them what to do. And they also say that why all of a sudden they wanted to use our community. Some of them talk about the stuff that they seen online about the Bible, the connection between the double vaccination. Some of them talking about the, you know, the microchips on that, some of the conspiracy theory. But I mean, you know, we take their concerns seriously, but we also bring in some of the Tongan doctors. Some of them, they're researchers at the Auckland University. So bring them just to help them, because they not only they're young, but they're New Zealand born Tongan, you know, and they're very opinionated. So we just do the driving behind the scenes, and we get all the technical knowledge, like the doctors in the health profession, to answer some of their questions. But with us, it's still a challenge, but we're quite quietly confident.
Thank you so very much. And, of course, the church is just around the corner from where we are here at Radio Wātea, around the corner from Farvona Road. So we wish you all the very best, and we look forward to seeing what the results are when following the course. So it's from Thursday until Saturday. And but You know, we have a Waipalele Trust have access codes for Māori if they want to go and get vaccinated. So we look forward to seeing how the Tongan community fares. However, can I just ask this? If there is a whānau in Favona that does want to go and get vaccinated, can they jump in the queue?
Absolutely, yeah. But we're also trying to relate through the media. But we, even it's a Tongan initiative, but even the other whānau from the other close by, if they want to be vaccinated, they're welcome.
Absolutely, because it's within walking distance of many of our whānau that might not be able to take their cars in. But it is a drive-through vaccination, but it's very close for our whānau. Thank you so very much for joining us, Malino. Always wonderful to kōrero with you. E te rangatira, nā reira. Mā loa, bito, mō tō kōrero, tēnei, ahi ahi. Wish there could be more Tongan, but, you know, there we go. Mā loa, bito.
No, mā loa, bito. O whātu.
O whātu. That is Malino Maka joining us, and not